our next storyteller has worked with me on a few storytelling events, and he always surprises me. Samuel Bernal was born in Mexico City. 4 years ago, he found an incredible treasure in Mexico, his wife and two children, plus a dog and a cat. He is vice president at Entravision Communications and runs the local Latino radio station La Tricola. Samuel is a board member for English in Action, Mountain Family Health Centers, and Ross Montessori School. In 2017, he received the Humanitarian Service Award by the Garfield County. In 2018, the Media Community Health Champion Award, and this year he was awarded the Voluntary Award by the Rotary. Thank you, Samuel, for showing us how your family has all come together to this moment. Thank you.
Thanks. It's not funny when you get a phone call in the middle of the night, right? I work in the radio, and we get a lot of phone calls and text messages of people asking you questions or letting you know what is going on. And that's how I got that phone call one night, and it was about an immigrant who had died inside his garage. It happened that it was winter, and after a long day of work, he arrived home, and he was very tired, and he parked the car inside the garage, and he had the engines on, and you know what happens. He was checking his phone, he fell asleep, and then he died. It was a tragedy because he was a young, ambitious, hard worker, immigrant. And I think that's a good analogy of what is happening to humankind right now. It's like we work a lot for our prosperity, for our civilization, and suddenly with all these fossil fuels, you know, that affects the greenhouse effect, and it also has an effect on climate change, and it could kill us too. I was born in Mexico City, and that beautiful and terrible monster with more than 20 million people living together and in that metropolis and millions of cars. So since I was young, like in the 90s, we will listen a lot of campaigns about the pollution in the air. There was a lot of pollution. If you have land in Mexico City, you can feel your eyes, you know, like, oh. And you can, your throat gets like, so you get that sensation. And since the 90s, it was happening. And we will listen a lot of campaigns about pollution and about climate change. And the government had great ideas. You know, they say like, okay, let's force people not to use their car once a week, so there will be less cars and the levels of pollution will be lower. But guess what happened? People start buying an additional old car so they could get to work, because they need to work. And after 20 years, the car's population has doubled in Mexico. Then also in the 90s, we were in panic, and we were very mad for what we were doing to the planet. You know, we were already very worried about this. And politicians knew that fear, knew we were so worried and afraid. So they created the Green Environmentalist Party. And I was young, and I was like, what can be better than that, right? Like a political party worried about the environment and trying to save it. So when I was 18 years old, and I could vote, I didn't think it twice. I was like, let's vote for the Partido Verde Ecologista. And it was a big mistake. Like, it was a fraud. Like, it's one of the most corrupt political parties in Mexico. It's a family business. So, and you could say, like, oh, that happens in Mexico, right? Like, it's different than here now. I think it's everywhere there is this formula, like, people is worried for the environment, so let's put someone very charismatic with a quick, easy formula to save the world. And we are worried and we care. And when people are afraid, we are very easy to be manipulated. Because of work, I moved to Colorado. And I was amazed to see how people love the environment. You still have animals. That's crazy. Mexico is hard to find one animal. But I was very happy about that. And I love every day, like, for example, the Mount Sapris. Every time I drive through it, it's like spiritual temple, right? Like you find emotional guide every time you see it. I see, I always say it's like my wife, because I see it every day and it gives me different inspiration, and it happens kind of like that, something like that. Is my wife here tonight? Thank you. And it's great to be here. We're very lucky to be here in a valley like this with people like you, very, very savvy people, that very with a lot of education and very wealthy, because we need the economy to be good so we can have. I say that after you have food in your table and you have a place to live, then you can start talking about philosophy and science. So we're very lucky to be here. And we try always to have conversations at home to see how can we do better with the environment, what can we do as a family, what are the facts, what is the science, how can we really have an impact on that. And in one of those conversations, it was very interesting that my son said, like, I don't think humans are more important than animals. I was like, I'm a humanist. So I was like, well, I kind of disagree with you on that, because, okay, for example, if there was a bear that was going to attack you or any kid, I wouldn't think it twice. It would be like, unfortunately, I will take care of you or the kid and not of the bear. Then we made some examples, like, what would you, like, his mother, like, if you were driving and there was a deer and there was me, who would you choose? You're like, well, he asked the question with his sister, and she didn't have luck, and then with her. Fortunately, I mean, I was lucky she didn't ask about me, because well, if it happened with sister and mother, what will happen with me? And I was worried about that. I was like, wow, what can we do? Because I think he has to be proud about being human. What are we doing wrong? But then I thought, actually, we're doing something right, because we have a backyard, and I see how it's like his little planet. You know, he's like a little prince in the backyard, and he can spend hours there playing by himself, smelling the flowers, staring at the plants, just enjoying the grass. And that's beautiful. And I look at him, and it's like, we're doing something right, because he can love, you know, and he will be willing to sacrifice even himself for something that he loves. And I'm very proud of him, and he's with us here tonight too. And yeah, and so I don't know what will happen in the future, but right now I'm a humanist and he's an environmentalist, and that is okay. I don't want people thinking the same way in our society, and not at home either. And I think that is great that I love humans, he loves animals, and we take care of each other, because that happens too in a community, right? Like there will be people fighting for humans, there will be people fighting for animals and for the environment, and we all need each other. These are hard times to be a humanist or to be an immigrant or to be an environmentalist, but something we have in common is the love for life. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Samuel. We so much need one another to have our Latino hearts talk to us about love.